Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Last time we have talked about the beginning of the millennium, rule of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah. Now, many people in the world today does not recognize Jesus as the Messiah. Now, for especially the Jewish nation who has not accepted Jesus as the Messiah, but it is a wonderful thing that if they will recognize him now, so that they will be in the group of the bride of Jesus Christ, and their privilege will be greater in the kingdom, and they will be ruling with Jesus Christ in the thousand-year reign. Now, right before the thousand-year reigns, we have discussed a few things happen. One is the Battle of Armageddon, the biggest battle the world has ever seen. And after the battle, the thousand-year reign starts. Though the thousand reign starts, and there were several other things also need to be taken care of. One of the things is that God Jesus will have one of the angel of the Lord comes down from heaven and catch or chain the angel who was once, and he became the demon, the old serpent. The Bible says in Revelation 20 verse 2, he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. They threw him into the abyss. And I mentioned earlier, in the old English, it's called the bottomless pit. Here it is, he is locked up for 1,000 years in order for the beginning of the rule of Jesus Christ. So it says that after that, he must be set free. So after the discussion about the millennium and the thousand-year reign, things happens in the thousand-year reigns. That's what we will be talking about today. After that, Satan will be released. So we will talk about that afterwards. So in that time, once he is locked up, then there was a resurrection we talked about, which was believers of Christ who did not accept the Antichrist and his worship, and not taking his seal and not worshiping his idol. These were the people who were martyred at the time of the tribulation and also the great tribulation. My feeling is that thinking that there should be people from the Jewish nation also included in that who were martyred. So they came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So that's what Bible says, that one of the places where it is written that Christ will reign and they will reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And this is the first resurrection, and they will be holy, and who have a part in the first resurrection, then the God of Christ, they will be the priest of God and Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years. So there is the 1,000-year reign starts, and from after that, we read from the Isaiah, the great prophet Isaiah's prophecy, and in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, we read about Jesus Christ is being the ruler of the whole world. Like I even saying concerned about a lot of people who does not understand that part yet, but because those who believed not believed in Jesus Christ yet. So the situation for those people will be terrible in those days, because they will not have any part in the thousand reign of Jesus Christ. So in the book of Isaiah 11, we read about a shoot will come out from stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. Isaiah prophesies, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. Now, the prophecies are very poetical language. Most of the time, many of the prophets are very allegorical or similized and metaphors. So metaphor is something like I explained before, which is something does not exist, but in order for it will come in the future, there is a language God will use, symbolical language, which will give a picture of that thing, how this thing happened, which is called a metaphor. And this is here written, a metaphorical language. The roots, a branch will bear fruit from the stump of Jesse. So who will be that? As we know, Jesus Christ is the son of David, and who is David, who is the son of Jesse. And now we know the rule of Jesus Christ. We have read that before. Jesus will rule in from Jerusalem as the capital. Now, in the book of Isaiah chapter 9, and someone who questions this, who is this, the Messiah, here in verse 8, we read in chapter 9, verse 8, the Lord has sent a message against Jacob, and it will fall on Israel. All the people will know it, Ephraim, and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say with the pride and arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with the dressed stone. The fig trees have been felled, but we will replace them with cedars. But the Lord has strengthened Rezin's foes against them and has spurred their enemies on Arameans. See, this is what happened when the northern kingdom was thrown out of their place before the punishment of God came on them. Now, what will happen at the time of David's son Jesus Christ is going to rule? It is in the 32nd chapter, and it will say here that a king will rule in the 32nd chapter of Isaiah. A king will reign in righteousness, and rulers will rule with justice. Amen. So here, as God is going to do the restoration of Israel. See, we have read from earlier parts, we discussed about the restoration of Israel will take 490 years. That is when Nehemiah went to start building the city walls of Jerusalem after the destruction caused by the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar, and then all the people were deported to Babel, and Babylonians and also many of the people were killed, the officers and high level kings, guards, and many of the powerful mighty men of Israel, Judah, was killed, and also the weaker and the people of the lay people who were the farmers, the ones to keep the land, they left them in order to cultivate the land. And when Nebuchadnezzar took them, after the God has brought Nebuchadnezzar's empire down, because God used Nebuchadnezzar as a person who punished the Jewish nation because of their sins. It is written in the book of 2 Kings how the kingdom of Judah ended. Now, before that, the verse I read from Isaiah chapter 9, that it was the beginning of the end of the kingdom in Samaria, which is the northern kingdom, which is Israel, and the southern kingdom, Judah. So the first kingdom, Israel, was ended. In B.C. 721, the Assyrian king, they have deported him, the Israelites, and another deportation took place before, another few years before, and all the Israel were deported. After the deportation, they left the same way. They left the people of the land who were farmers and keepers of the land, kept them there in order to cultivate the land and produce the fruits and give the best first share to the king of Assyria. So that happened to the northern kingdom, and it also happened to the southern kingdom of Judah. And Judah people were also in captivity, and they were spread out in the Middle East and many nations. So afterwards, the end of Assyrian Empire ended with the Babylonians defeated them, and Nineveh was destroyed. Nineveh was the capital of Assyrian Empire, which is at the northern part of Iraq and all the way extended to Syria and somewhat down to up to the top of Egypt. And later they were defeated by Babylonians, and then God punished the Assyrian kingdom, and then also afterwards Babylonian kingdom, and God punished the Babylonian kingdom, and then he raised the Persian kingdom. The Persian Empire, Darius was the one who conquered the Babylonia and then also came to Palestine, but he was a viceroy who ruled for Cyrus the Great. So Cyrus the Great of Persia, he combined Media, Parthia, and Persia, and then Babylonia, and then became the biggest empire. So they, at the time of Cyrus, God has spoken to Cyrus the Great. God raised Cyrus for one purpose, that he will release the Israelite people back to home, especially the Judah, people of Judah. Now, the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom, we have no idea. Most of them have never returned, and their recovery never happened. But the southern kingdom, Judah, have returned after Cyrus made the decree. And there was, after Cyrus made a decree, and then once he sent the Jewish nation people, whoever wanted to go back and build the temple and also the walls, there was distraction by the enemies of Israel from the northern part of Israel, who refused to accept them, and finally there was a delay. And then after few years, it was released, and King Darius, who came after Cyrus, who approved after investigating and found the decrees Cyrus first given, and then we know that history from the book of Nehemiah and Ezra. So what I am trying to tell you is that time the Israelites started returning to their country and rebuilding the nation and build the temple, and they started worshiping God. So God was re-establishing Israel back again, but afterwards Israelites again sinned against God. Now we know after the Persian Empire, God punished each of these empires by another empire coming after them. Now, the third empire was the Greek Empire by Alexander the Great. After Alexander the Great's short reigning of the region, there was his death, and afterwards his four generals took over four parts of the empire, and finally so many things happened. Now, Daniel was in the kingdom of Persia. Also, he was before that, he was in the kingdom of Babylon in a higher position. And God has spoken to him. And we know it is written in the book of Daniel chapter 9, verse 20, that 25, that 7 times 70 years will take for the full recovery of Israel. Now, in the year 1948, we have the nation of Israel established, and there is still full recovery is to happen according to the word of God. The Bible says in the Isaiah chapter or book of Isaiah, it mainly addressing the Jewish nation and their recoveries, their failures, and their recoveries. And that is what it says in the book of Isaiah, majority of the chapters. Now, when will this happen? After the return of Jesus Christ, he will have the saints of God shaken up in heaven. After that, there is the tribulation and the great tribulation, which total combined will be 7 years. At the end of the tribulation, Jesus returned to save the king Jewish nation. Now, Israel, all nation will not be saved. Only the one who believing and the one who waiting upon the Messiah's arrival will be saved. So we discussed about all those earlier part. Now, first verse in chapter 32 says, a king will reign. Now, we read that Isaiah chapter 11 about the Messiah's reign in Israel. Now, we also have other chapters about the reign of a millennium king Jesus is his reign. In Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16, here we read that, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line. Hail will sweep away your refuge, the lie, and water will overflow your hiding place. Your covenant with death will be annulled. Your agreement with the grave will not stand. When the overwhelming scourge sweeps away, you will be beaten down by it. As there written about the recovery of Israel, Jesus Christ is, as we believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah who came to save the Jewish nation. Now, Christ first comes for the releasing of their sins, and afterwards he returned to deliver the nation as a King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So, in the book of Isaiah, mainly talks about the restoration of Israel at the ruling time of Jesus Christ or the Messiah. Now, in the book of Prophet Amos, it's written now, chapter 9 and verse 11. It says, in that day, I will restore David's fallen tent. I will repair its broken places, restore its ruins, and build it as it used to be. You see, David was the most powerful king, one of the great kings of the world who ever ruled the earth, one of the nation of Israel. And his tent is fallen. Basically, Israel is being beaten badly by enemies over and over. This present day, we see that many nations are against them, and always been like that from the ancient of time, ever since God had his country, his nation, Israelites, the people of Abraham, his children. And Abraham was a friend of God, and Abraham obeyed God, listened to God, and believed in God, and he was counted righteous before God. And his descendants are the Israelites, as we know. Now, these Israelites, so they have been persecuted and tortured, and they were time and time obeyed, time and time disobeyed God. Because of that, they have went through dispersal of their nation to throughout the world. Amen. Now, in Amos chapter 9, verse 11 to 15, when we read that, 11 to 15, again, a continued read, I will bring back my exiled people. I will bring back my exiled people, Israel. They will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. They will plant vineyards and drink their wine. They will make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant Israel in their own land, never again to be uprooted from the land I have given to them, says the Lord your God. You see, God has many, many covenants and promises to the Israelite, God's people. They will never be destroyed, and David their king. Praise God. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 7, I have a scripture concerning this. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7 onwards. How awful that day will be. None will be like it. It will be a time of trouble or for Jacob. See, this is speaking about the great tribulation. But he will be saved out of it. In that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will break the yoke off their neck and will tear off their bones. No longer will foreigners enslave them. Instead, they will serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. So do not fear, O Jacob, my servant. Do not be dismayed. Do not be dismayed, O Israel, declares the Lord. Praise God. See, now here it says, the David their king, amen, will be ruling the earth. Basically, it was written either in a little bit of translation issue here. God speaks as David the king, because he was the eternal king, as David's son will rule the nation of Israel and the world eternally. That's a promise God has given to them. So there is some interpretation needed here. When they said David the king in the Bible, it actually means Messiah, who is the son of David, who is going to be the king. Savior or Messiah is the son of David. Amen. Now, another reference to this verse is written in the Targum. Targum is one of the lay people's Bible of the Old Testament or the Jewish Bible. So in the Targum, it says it's an ancient Aramaic paraphrase. Okay, this particular paraphrase about David their king, it says, it's read in Targum, Messiah the son of David their king. That's how it's written in Targum. So Messiah is actually the son of David, who is the one who is going to rule Israel and the world for 1,000 years. So in Jeremiah, it says chapter 23. Let's read chapter 23 of Jeremiah. Chapter 23 of Jeremiah, verse 5, says, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch. I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. See, these two verses goes together. Basically, the king who comes from David as a righteous branch from David, which is the Messiah, because the David son is the Messiah whom we accepted and believe it is Jesus Christ. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord our righteous, amen. The Lord our righteous, who is going to be the king of Israel, who the ruler of the world, praise God. This is what God says concerning, amen, in the book of Isaiah. Now in Isaiah, we read in chapter 9 also, and also in the book of Isaiah, chapter 24, verses, we also read this topic. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 28, amen, we read this verse about 28 verse. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16, say, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. I will make justice the measure line, the righteousness the plumb line. Hail will sweep away your refuge, the lie. See, the lie of the world will be disappeared. The Lord Jesus will rule in righteousness and justice, and Israel will be returned back, and then we have the restoration of Israel. Israel will be restored as a nation, as more than ever before, their restoration is continuously written in the book of Isaiah, that we will be discussing these chapters and verses in this next lesson or discussion. And now may the Lord richly bless you, and I will be back with my announcement. Thank you for listening. Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese. I like to repeat an announcement about three books available. When You Meet God, second book, Does God Answer Your Prayers? Third book, Violence, Murder, Massacre. In Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble online, also available Apple iTunes audio version. So if you send me $15 per piece and $3.50 for the postage, total $18.50, I will mail this book to you. My address, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. And I am Dr. Chaco Varghese, C-H-A-C-K-O. Last name V.S. Victor, A-R-G-H-E-S-E. These are very useful and good books. May the Lord richly bless you by reading these books. And you can ask me to mail this to you. You can also ask this from WCNO, WCNO 89.9 FM, Palm City, Florida. So if you like to do that, you can look up WCNO and their mailing address. Hello, this is Dr. Chaco Varghese, pastor, evangelist, and Christian counselor. Word of Eternal Life is a self-supporting ministry. It's a part of Life Eternal Ministries from Florida. We have currently preaching the gospel in three radio stations. Our goal is to reach out the maximum number of people as this time before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also support other ministries with our own finance in India and Africa, also Voice of Martyrs. We also conduct mission trips and preach and teach in different cities every year in India. As persecution is severe in India, many people are coming to the Lord, and the churches are getting larger and larger, and we are reaching out more people groups and training more pastors and evangelists over there. As you know, there is an immense amount of money finance required for this purpose. We are requesting your support at this time because the work is more, and the more people are coming to the kingdom. Our prayer ministries in Florida started around 30 years or so, evangelism and mission trips and prayer ministries. If you would like to support, please send your gift or donations to Life Eternal Ministries, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot C-H-A-C-K-O, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot C-H-A-C-K-O-V at gmail.com.
Wonderful words, wonderful words.